State Title 47 requires temporary protective custody of an individual incapacitated by drugs or alcohol in public. It's motivated by a public safety issue Fairbanks City Mayor John Eberhardt says is elevated in Fairbanks.
Where are we going to take them? What do you do if it's 30 or 40 below zero without a sleep-off center? And, you know, it's time to do that. It's time for a sleep-off center.
Currently, the city works with the Fairbanks Downtown Association to run a community service patrol to transport intoxicated individuals home, to jail, or to the Fairbanks Memorial Hospital. Mayor Eberhardt says he's trying to bring together local groups and agencies to talk about opening the sleep-off center in Fairbanks.
Put out an email to try to organize a meeting of hopefully the hospital, Tanana chiefs, police chief, myself, and others to start talking about sleep-off center.
The sleep-off center approach is successfully employed in other Alaska communities. Kevin Tressler manages a sobering center in Bethel.
Prior to this program starting, our store, you'd see a lot more intoxicated individuals around town if you had to go to the emergency room for any particular reason. The waiting room was packed full. It took a really long time to get in, to even get triaged.
The 16-bed center provides a place for inebriated individuals who are triaged by staff and then allowed to stay for up to 12 hours. Richard Robb, Director of Residential Services at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, says there are several ways to measure success of the program and the center.
A lot of it is, you know, what can we do to help people? And one of the ways we've really increased in the past year is we've measured and we've pushed the intervention of experts. So that's a screening, brief intervention, referral to treatment.
The program, which Rob refers to as a harm reduction model, is a partnership between YKHC, Alaska Mental Health Trust, and Bethel Police Department. Rob says after patients sober up, center staff ask them about their drinking and whether they'd like to be referred to longer-term treatment.
It's better for everybody, and it's a cost-saving measure too, because this staying a night here is a lot cheaper for the taxpayer than staying a night in the ER.
The Bethel Center is an attempt to avoid what happened to Fairbanks resident Gilbert Joseph last summer. Joseph, who was picked up intoxicated and brought to the Fairbanks jail, died in his cell at Fairbanks Correctional Center. The Title 47 protection case gone wrong is one of several highlighted in a recent Department of Corrections report. Rhonda Pitka, the first chief of the village of Beaver, where Joseph was a tribal member, wants to work with Tanana Chiefs Conference in Fairbanks to make sure the state is accountable for their actions.
I feel like that contributed a lot to his death. He would probably still be alive if he wasn't in prison that night, if he wasn't in the jail that night. If he had gone to a hospital and gotten medical care, he would probably still be alive.
A local resident has reached out to Mayor Eberhardt about a possible sleep-off location in South Fairbanks. But Mayor Eberhardt says he's just in the early stages of trying to find funding for a project to address these issues.
It's a question of how do you do it? Who pays for it?
In Fairbanks, I'm Amanda Frank.